T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Gets one here on third down. They come up empty. Pena. End over end. Deontay Harris, a big part of their offense now, gets popped. Survives the hit and now has some room to run. Big return by Deontay Harris. Still rolling. Harris is down at the 20. No flags on the field.
All right, Deontay Harris. Deontay Hardy. He changed his name. So that's who the Bills are reportedly going to sign. That should become official at some point after 4 p.m. Eastern time today. That's when free agency officially kicks off in the National Football League. The player that I alluded to earlier is that could very well be released soon. Josina Anderson reporting the Cowboys will release running back Zeke Elliott, quote, within the next few days with a post-June 1 designation. So Zeke Elliott. Could be his era in Dallas is over, Joe.
That maybe 2 years, 3 years too late for Ezekiel Elliott. Should have been using Tony Pollard this whole time. He'll find another home. His career's not over, right?
Oh, I don't think so. I mean, but they're making the right choice. And this is Tony Pollard's world in Dallas now, right?
Yeah. He's one of those guys, too, where like Elliott hits the age of 28 now. And you can just see it. You just watch him and just know that is not the same player that came into the league. And nor should you really expect that he's the same player, as the guy is over 2,000 touches in the NFL. The running back body breaks down, you know, unless your name's Derrick Henry, after 2,000 touches.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the phone lines now. Let's go. Paul in Akron. Hi, Paul. You're on WGR on the Extra Point Show.
Hey, good morning, guys. I just wanted your opinion on what my observance of this signing for the wide receiver is. Now, I go to all the games and I listen to you guys, so that's about the extent of my knowledge. So the people in the Bills know a lot more than basically both of us. But Josh Allen seems to be the type of quarterback that wants to go for it all, every play. He's like that backyard, throw it down the field. When I hear you guys talk about the after the catch, that didn't seem to work for us last year. You know, I mean, he'd hit Beasley quick and he'd be down, you know, the 2 years prior. Beasley didn't, you know, play that much last year, but it didn't, that doesn't seem to work. So in my opinion, it's going to be interesting to see what they have planned to do for him. And what do you guys think about that observation? And I'll just hang up. I'll listen to what you guys think. Thanks. Have a good day.
I don't know that it didn't work as much as they just don't. They didn't have a great player with that skill set. I mean, they had guys that in theory do, but like even Isaiah McKenzie. McKenzie is, his value has been, you know, when he's got the ball in his hands, he's dangerous. But let's be real, Isaiah McKenzie's been a role player for his entire career. He's not a premier player on offense. I'm not even saying Hardy is that, but I think the Bills are trying to get a guy like that, and they're hoping that Hardy is, they're getting him, you know, at a low value, buying low because he hasn't been used a lot, and they would see, you know, a potential ceiling in Hardy that they don't no longer think is there for McKenzie. They probably think after 6 years that they know what Isaiah McKenzie is, and Hardy, you know, there's a little bit of an unknown there of, okay, put this guy in an offense like this with this quarterback and a full role, what does he look like? I don't think we can reasonably know the answer to that question.
they kind of wanted to do that last year with McKenzie, though. Put him in the offense with a full role, right? I mean, wasn't that what they were going to do when training camp? And it looked like how many times did we say Isaiah McKenzie's the slot guy? They're going to put him there. They're going to put him there. Yes, they have Jamison Crowder, but this is why they brought him back. And like, it was a talking point around the league. People were noticing. Josh Allen was talking him up. It never materialized that way, right? I think that's part of the issue here, that it just seemed like they put too much into the thought of Isaiah stepping into that role, Joe, and it never worked out. By the way, speaking of McKenzie, he has tweeted out, somebody wrote, asked him and said, I think this is the latest, I don't think this is what he was talking about when he wrote, the world is waiting, BBB. He actually tweeted out and said, it's exactly what I was waiting for. So apparently this is the move that Isaiah McKenzie was expecting.
Interesting. All right.
Again, I don't even know. Does it say anything about his future? I'm not sure.
No.
Is he waiting for it because he now thinks he's going to get released or knows he is? Is he waiting for it because he knows the guy and he's friends with? I have no idea.
He also tweeted, was this yesterday too? He said, is this the year to go for two number one corners? I think it is. And he tweeted that from Miami. Just saying. Just throwing that out there. He's from Miami. So I don't know. I don't know what's going on with Isaiah McKenzie. I still don't think that both of these guys are going to be on the team at those cap hits. The McKenzie role last year, they wanted him to be that, right? Like, he played to a level that he was, and Allen didn't really go to it. And I wonder if that's more of a McKenzie thing and that there wasn't a trust factor there with McKenzie enough, or he's just not, he's not accomplished enough as a player, not talented enough as a player to really go to it. Or this could be the case. Josh Allen loves to throw the ball down the field so much that you can try and try and try to incorporate yards after catch and those swing plays as much as you want into an offense with him as the quarterback, but it will always be a struggle to get him to do it, because in his nature, he doesn't want to do it.
803-0550, 888-550-2550. All right, let's assess then a little bit more of the wide receiver room. Let's keep Isaiah McKenzie on the roster, because he's on the roster right now. We can't assume he's going to be released. We don't know where that goes. Stephon Diggs is the number one. And by the way, let's just rewind a little bit here, okay? Let's go back about 12 hours or so. The Buffalo Bills have restructured the contract of Stephon Diggs. They are converting some of his base salary into a signing bonus. What that means is it lowers his cap number this year, frees up over $5 million in salary cap space for the Bills, almost five and a half, but it pushes some of that in future years. What it also means, Joe, is, as you and I have said many, many times on this very program, even if Stephon Diggs walked into Brandon Bean's office and said, I'm not playing, trade for you, trade me, Brandon Bean's response would be, too bad, I can't operate like that. You need to go line up in your normal spot. Like, it's just had to happen. And this is a move that solidifies that even further on top of an already solidified situation that they were not going to trade him.
Yeah, yeah. Because I thought it was, I wouldn't have criticized anyone for wondering about it. For thinking, okay, the way he sounded this offseason, if something were to happen again next year where they fall short of expectations and it's in a really frustrating way, could Diggs ask out next year? And I don't think it was unreasonable to wonder about that. Now it is, though, right?
Yep.
Like, the way I see it is, it's a move for the Bills to open up cap, but it's also a commitment from Stephon Diggs to this team for 2 years, if not even, honestly, 3 years, because even that third year, you know, they could maybe do it then, but even then it's hard.
Yeah, you're looking at now, you were looking at, what was it before, 37, Joe? It was 37 total dead cap, whether it was pre or post June 1 trade. It was a total of 37, I think, right? However it would be divided up. I think now you're looking at a total of 44 divided up over 2 years. If you were to trade him before June 1st now, you're taking on like a $44 million dead cap hit.
That's not
going to happen. If you traded him after June 1, okay, a little more palatable, $11 million cap hit. Oh, yeah, and then over 30 next year. Not happening. So that solidifies that. So Gabe Davis, there's been a lot of talk about him, a lot of rumors out there. I think there's much more of a chance that Gabe Davis gets extended this offseason than traded. The Bills are not trading to Gabe Davis. They're not interested in that unless something blew their doors off. I can't envision that. I do think that there's a question if he's the number two or number three, how they want to play his role. I think the guy that I'm really looking at here, though, is Khalil Shakir. I wanted to see him take more snaps last year. I wanted to see him more in the slot. With this signing, to Deontay Hardy and still having Isaiah McKenzie on the roster, I'm still wondering what Khalil Shakir's role is next year.
Yeah, because it's funny how all of this has happened today. We opened the morning show with McKenzie's tweet and like, does it mean anything and like what his future will be, and we did get to talking about Shakir, and I said I thought Shakir as the starting slot receiver is a better idea than McKenzie. McKenzie, we saw it, right? Like 400 yards, 4 touchdowns, like nothing crazy. Nothing that Shakir, I don't think, could top. And you have an unknown there with Shakir. What would he look like as the starting slot? I have no idea. I'd like them to do something that goes above and beyond that, but yeah, like, he could play more, and now that Hardy is here and his versatility to play everywhere on the offense, it is very interesting to try to figure out where guys would slot, because Diggs and Davis are here, and Hardy is here, and Shakir is here, right? Those are your four guys you know are going to be on the roster. McKenzie is a maybe, and anything beyond that is probably an unlikely, right? Like Desmond Patton, like practice squad guys are, I think, who the next names on the list are.
Yes.
But you've got a rookie potential. You know, they could draft a guy in the first round. They could draft a guy in the second round. I guess they could sign somebody else. I was tweeting last night. You know what it does for me, Sal, if anything? It affects what I think free agency is for them. They signed Deontay Hardy. I'm no longer thinking about Odell Beckham. And maybe I shouldn't have been already.
Yeah.
But like last night, I see Diggs restructures. And I think, okay, now we're at like, what, $18 million in terms of total salary cap? Some of that's got to go to rookies. And the Bills were at the workout and Von Miller's Instagram. You can think back about all the smoke that has connected Beckham to Buffalo. In fact, he was here to visit once. And I'm thinking about, okay, maybe they're clearing the decks. Maybe this is what McKenzie's tweet means. Maybe this is why Diggs would do this. And they signed Deontay Hardy. I guess it doesn't have to rule them out for him, but It certainly makes it less likely, in my opinion. Because if they sign Beckham, they're not drafting a guy then, right? That's too much at the position.
Not that early.
Not that
early. Right, not first round.
And by the way, when I say that's too much at the position, not for me personally. You can do as much as you want at receiver, and I'd love it. I just can't see the Bills throwing another $15 million contract at it and then also a high pick.
By the way, they're still pretty quiet on the tight end front, right? I'm just telling you, I think that is very much possibly in play. We saw the Darren Waller thing yesterday, and did you see the reporting about why the Giants did that?
Was
that the Giants, Joe Shane,
yeah,
obviously former assistant GM of the Bills, Joe Shane apparently just did not love the wide receiver market and said, okay, let's go get the best pass-catching tight end we can, the best mismatch we can. Let's go out and trade for Darren Waller.
Okay.
And that's why. And I think about that for the Bills and go, okay, well, this free agent market for wide receivers, we've always said, is not great. They are now going down and getting guys who maybe have some untapped potential, and maybe that steers them to a different type of pass catcher, which could be tight end, which I think is in play in the draft.
Yeah. The what's the tight end market right now, free agency-wise, too? Is there another name?
Well, Hayden Hurst just signed. Do we have any numbers on him?
I know it's a three-year deal. I didn't see anything about numbers.
Right, it's not great, but I mean, he's one of the guys up there, I think, that people would, you know, be investigated in. And Evan Engram did receive the franchise tag. That's something.
Yeah, Mike Gesicki is still out there. Dalton Schultz is getting interest from the Chargers. Austin Hooper, Robert Tonyan. They could see them doing that. I guess whether or not you like the receiver markets, like the Giants trade for Waller, when did that happen? It happened after Alan Lazard signs and Jacoby Myers signs, two of the better guys on the market. So to me, you know what, to go back to Beckham, if the Giants are making that trade thinking we don't love the receiver market, that's the Giants saying that they don't trust Odell Beckham's health and they don't feel they're in the position for that. And maybe a team in a Super Bowl, a more possible Super Bowl window than the Giants have, could say, okay, yeah, we know it's that risky, we'll take on the risk because we know what the ceiling looks like here, and we saw them in that limited action for the Rams. But that says to me, if the Giants don't like the market, Beckham's talked about wanting to go back to New York and wanting to hook back up with Saquon Barkley. So, maybe that's where he ends up, though. The $11 million a year for Lazard and Myers, both, that's less than we thought both of those guys were going to get. And I wonder how the market plays out for Beckham if team after team start telling him, yeah, we don't think you're worth the risk.
We're going to take time out. When we come back, there's actually some NHL news, not big news, that I want to go over real quick that Gary Bettman has said that is coming over right now. I want to get your thoughts on that. Also, a kicker has signed, and that impacts the Bills a little bit. I'll tell you why. And, Joe, I got to get to this high school story. I don't know if you've read it, you've seen it, but it impacts a local high school here in Western New York, and it's kind of a shame what happened, and we'll talk about that when we come back on WGR.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.